Resource developers see a new White House initiative as a risk to Alaska's coastal economy, and it's coming as coastal communities anticipate the closure of the state's coastal management program. The Resource Development Council is calling on its members to help give a state response to the new National Ocean Council. Marliana Hall, a projects coordinator for the RDC, says the group is concerned that the federal agency will begin to develop regulations affecting the state's coastline.
With projects that are done out in rural and coastal communities, overly burdensome additional regulations could hamper those projects or even delay them to a point where they become unfeasible. And in those communities, these may be the only jobs that folks have access to. If folks aren't able to get jobs in their areas, those communities could disappear.
The National Oceans Council was established last summer by executive order from President Obama. It combines the work of 27 federal agencies and is a cabinet-level council charged with dealing with the most pressing problems facing the oceans. Hall says it has issued 9 action plans dealing with a variety of ocean priorities and is currently accepting public comment.
This could impact all of the industries in Alaska, including transportation, fishing, oil and gas, tourism, mining. All of these could be impacted by a potential policy, new policy and regulation.
Bethel Democrat Bob Huron agrees with the possible effects of the National Ocean Council. However, he says the state still has the opportunity to continue to have a strong voice to protect its interests without relying on individuals and industry, the Alaska Coastal Management Program. Unfortunately, that agency is scheduled to close at the end of this month if the legislature doesn't extend it. He says a federal interest in ocean protection is not likely to be a short-term interest at the national level, no matter who is in the White House.
They're going to continue a slow but methodical process of addressing the issues of the oceans around the United States. And so for us to abandon that because internally legislators, the administration, couldn't figure out a reasonable compromise. And so why are we allowing the feds to come in? I just don't get it.
He says if the coastal management program closes, the state will have lost an important tool in dealing with the federal government.